A tentative deal has been reached in Congress. It would reconcile the differences between what the House and the Senate have approved for the federal budget. It now appears the Republican congressional leadership is willing to settle for a smaller tax cut than President Bush originally requested to get the budget approved by both chambers. NPR's David Wellner reports now from the Capitol.
It was about midday here when reports of a deal on the budget began to surface, and by late afternoon it had become clear the size of the tax cut congressional negotiators had agreed on was hundreds of billions of dollars smaller than the $1.6 trillion President Bush had insisted was the right size. Still, Mr. Bush was quick to hail the compromise as a victory.
This is a great day for the American people and the American taxpayer. Working together, Republicans and Democrats in the House and the Senate have agreed on a proposal that will provide $1.35 trillion in tax relief over the next 11 years.
And indeed, one of those Democrats, Senator Max Baucus of Montana, indicated he would support the size of the tax cut that emerged from today's negotiations.
I think it's encouraging news. From what I hear, the amount is very similar to the what we passed in the Senate. That's encouraging. I haven't seen this fine print. None of us have. There's no definite agreement yet, but it's in the ballpark, and my guess is that a significant number of Democrats will support it.
It's not clear what parts of the $1.6 trillion tax cut approved by the House would have to drop out to accommodate a smaller tax cut. And there also appears to be sharp resistance among House Republicans to raising spending, even though some key Senate Republicans say more spending is needed. But even with those changes, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle questioned whether the budget deal would win the support of the 15 Democratic senators who approved the Senate's version of the budget last month.
It may not even attract all of those. I think a lot of senators are concerned about it, but by and large, it recognizes what we've said all along. 1.6 was too much, 1.4 was too much. This represents a 22% reduction in the president's initial proposal.
Daschle called the budget deal a step in the right direction, though he said he would not vote for it. Senate Democrats warn it could still take weeks to get a budget deal approved by the full Congress. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.